Hi guys, this is a quick boo about the something that I just bought today. I bought it a couple of days ago. This is the Exibel EXIBEL BDX 1400 Bluetooth speaker with FM and DAB and auxiliary input speaker system. Now, this is a four-function unit. It has basically got the old... It's got the Bluetooth mode. It has the FM mode. It has an auxiliary input mode. And it also has digital audio broadcast radio mode, or DAB for short. Actually, this is DAB Plus capable. So... we have a speaker here that is actually a radio too. It's quite a big unit. I will warn you guys now, if anybody's thinking about buying one, £179, well, call it £180 just to be rounded, £179.99, I think, at this moment in time, until August. So if anybody's thinking about buying one of these, if you guys like the sound of what you hear from this, and I'm sure that some of you audio aficionados, at least here in the UK and in Europe, will absolutely freaking love this thing. You're going to be getting a treat. I'm telling you, you guys will get an absolute treat. This is an amazing product. I did do an audio boo a few weeks ago with... Mr. Clayton, aka Chuffer73, with his BDX 1400. He also owns the BDX 800 as well, which the BDX 800 has been discontinued. It is a smaller version. It's the baby of the family. Amazing product it is too. As I say, it's a Bluetooth speaker, but it hasn't got the DAB. Basically, the 1400 has got the DAB. It's a bit bigger. It's got a bit more bass to it than the 800. The 800's got a bit of punch behind it. I mean, holy hell yeah. You know, if you play the right music, the 800 has got some serious punch. The BDX 1400 is the one to go for now. I think it's the only one in their lineup. It is a beautiful unit. It really is a beautiful unit. I absolutely love mine. What can I say? It is just cool. You know, what can I say? It is just cool. It is not cheap. You know, if you guys think £179 is expensive, then yeah, if you're not quite in the money for such a thing, then it might not be what you want. If you guys are buying Bose equipment, which I know some people have done so, you're going to be paying a very similar amount at this moment in time for Bose equipment. Actually, you're paying slightly less for this because I believe the Bose SoundDock Series 3, which I do know that Dreamcatcher SJE has, and maybe a few others, they cost that much to buy. The Bose SoundLink 3 Bluetooth speakers are 260 some, I think. I don't remember the prices, but this thing at the moment... with all its functions that it has, this is at £179. This is awesome value for money. I love this thing. It's got a fairly simple remote control. You can power it up. There's actually a physical power switch on the back. If you're going away on holiday, you can actually shut it completely down. There's a very heavy rocker switch on the back. I'm going to power it up using the rocker switch. I've actually got mine turned off. It says beep when you power it up. And it shows the clock, which I think is wrong. Now, this does actually have a nice couple of rather heavy relays in the circuit. So when I power this up, you'll actually hear me turn this on. There it goes. First click. That's the speaker coming online. The second click is the speaker coming out of what they call protection. So, obviously, this thing is well built. If I shut this down, put this behind here, you can. You're probably better doing that down the back. We're going to power it back up again. First click. Second click. Takes a while. They've designed it in a very clever way. So a lot of hi-fi, my big hi-fi does the same thing. If I turn this on at the hi-fi, you'll hear two clicks. Same again. First click. Comes on a bit quicker there. You hear the hi-fi come out of protection. There you go. You can sort of hear it doing its thing. Very clever. I mean, I could demonstrate it as separate units. So you get your first click from that. And then if you turn the hi-fi unit, the amp on, what can I say? Amazing. You know, I just love the fact that equipment still has the old-fashioned clicky relays. You know where you stand with equipment like this. My TV does it. You know, you can hear, when I power my TV up, you can hear that thing a mile off. It goes, tunk. You know, you just know when you power that thing up. If you listen carefully, you can hear it click. And that's a good, solid piece of equipment. You know, it's amazing. I love it. I love equipment that has an actual physical click that tells you. That basically says, hey, you power me up. You know, like, you know, when I shut this... Well, I've actually got the Exibel powered up now. If I shut this down, you guys will actually hear it power down. You know, there's no doubt about it. You are in no doubt that I'm going to power this down. Like this. You are left in no doubt that that has powered down. Now, do not... I'm going to power it up again. I want to warn you guys of something which I do not want you guys to experience, because this is nasty. I hate this. Do not power one of these down via the physical switch on the back unless you are forced to, in such situations as a power cut, because it will do this. Ouch. That's nasty. You do not want it to do that. I don't know if that's bad for the speaker, but I certainly would not want any of my equipment going through that too many times. But that is what happens. It will make you jump. It's pretty... That's pretty loud. It will always start up, though. When you power it back up, it will always come back up with its little noise, which I'm going to try and do without the click so you can hear it actually beep. It will always start up with this. It will always do this. It will always beep like that. That's what it powers down. It's like, what? It will always do that But there you go, that's a look at the Exibel speaker.